Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop. We're actually here at the Fun House during happy hour. It is Friday afternoon. We got the whole bar to ourselves, hanging out with Henka Blacksmith, bassist, backing vocalist for Children of Bodom. They are playing an awesome show tonight with Swallow the Sun and Wolfheart. And welcome to Seattle. Welcome back to Seattle, I should say.
Well, thank you. Thanks. It's good to be back.
What if, do you have any fun memories of playing Seattle throughout the years? Have there ever been anything or quite memorable?
Well, it's always been good times. We usually play here every time we come to North America. Yeah. So we played Showbox many times. Is it torn down?
No, they're currently doing a campaign, hashtag Save Showbox.
Okay, good. Yeah, we played Showbox many times, and then we recently played here in Corazon.
Yeah.
Which I actually prefer. It's always quite, you know, sweaty and
It's packed,
good
man.
Times.
It's one of those venues where you can just feel that, like, the heat and the sweat just like going above the pit, man.
Yeah, it's very, you know, controversial place, but it's I prefer this place.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, it's always been good times. I don't not remember any, you know, crazy funny stories, but it's always good to be back in Seattle. It's a beautiful, beautiful city and always good crowd here, and what can I say? Good times.
Well, as someone who I'm sure is like a huge music lover, what would you say is your favorite Seattle band of all time?
I would have to go with Nirvana.
Nirvana?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Incredible.
They were a big, big influence on me, you know, when I was a kid. And I actually saw them live in Finland.
Really?
Back in, you know, maybe 1 year before he died, so.
What, 93 then?
It must have been 93 then.
That's awesome.
In a festival in the summer. It was
big open air festival?
Yep. Like
wow.
A mainstream festival, yeah.
Do you remember who else was playing that?
I remember that Pearl Jam was supposed to play, but then they canceled, and I heard some rumors that, you know, it was, you know, some, you know, conflict with the guys.
Okay.
But I'm not sure what the truth is. But I think Nirvana was probably the headliner. Or was it ZZ Top?
Nirvana's ZZ Top. That's awesome. Kind of, you know, totally different styles, but both awesome bands. So.
And, I think Amorphis was also playing then.
Amorphis?
Yeah, could have been. Or maybe I've been there so many times, I might be confusing. But anyway,
that's pretty awesome.
We went to see Nirvana, and I'm glad I did.
Nice. Well, I'm going to pass the microphone over to here to Ryan the Beard. He's going to ask a few questions. We'll be passing it back and forth.
So you just released Hexed worldwide, so congratulations on the album release. What are a couple of favorite tunes off the record?
My favorite tunes, actually, from since we started writing the songs, this Platitudes and Byron Words, that was actually the second song we wrote, and it's been my favorite ever since. And then recently I've started to like this road again.
Were there any particular goals that you had in mind going into the writing process with this record?
No, we never have any goals. We just start making music, and well, pretty much the only goal is to be that everybody can be really satisfied with the songs, and that's pretty much the only goal we always have.
So you just let the direction be what it will be.
Definitely. We never give any boundaries or we just. Just, you know, let it go.
That's a very organic approach to
things. We always did it, and we always tried to think back to the first album when we had, you know, we just made the music and we didn't think about anybody's opinions because nobody would care anyway, because
right.
You know,
no one to impress.
Yeah,
no one to make music for,
so,
except for
yourself. Exactly. So we always tried to go back there and, you know, try to let's not, you know, think about, you know, what people think. Yeah. Let's just do it like we always done.
So thinking back to your formative years when you were just getting into heavy music, what was the first album that you ever purchased on your own, with your own money?
I was just asked this before, and I think it narrows down to four cassettes or tapes. Right. It was Appetite for Destruction, Roxette's Joyride, Prince, Diamonds and Pearls, and maybe Poison, Flesh and Blood.
Nice.
One of those four. I can't remember which one.
All on cassette?
Yeah.
All on the same day?
Not on the same day. I just remember vaguely the
right around that time.
I had those, and I can remember which one was the first one.
Nice, dude. And can you like whittle it down to maybe a band or a moment that kind of inspired you to pick up an instrument and actually just like start going at it and writing metal music?
Probably Slayer or Sepultura. Slayer Seasons in the Abyss was the one that came out when I was maybe 11 or something.
Yeah.
That really, you know, changed a lot. And Pantera, Vulgar Display of Power. And Rust in Peace. I'm not sure which one was the first one, but I think, as far as I remember, Rust in Peace was the first one that I got, you know, the tablatures, the notes, and yeah. I started to, you know, practice that.
Nice.
So it could be that.
Cool. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, there's so many influential and amazing bassists in the world of rock music and the world of just music. Maybe if you just pick a couple of your favorite bassists of all time. People that inspire you, at least.
Flea.
Yes.
And Chili Peppers, always been my, not always, but, you know, the past 20 years has been my, you know, my influence. You know, I used to be a big fan of Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
But I don't listen to it actively anymore, but, you know, always when you hear his playing, you know, it's...
I mean, you can just always know when you hear it, too.
Yeah, and he has such a good style, mm-hmm. groove. He's not super technical. Of course, he's, you know, technical, you know, but he's not, you know, he's not overdoing it. And I don't know. The character is also pretty cool. So, you know, Flea's the main guy.
Honestly, I wouldn't have guessed that, but it's really cool to hear. It's cool to hear. So, you know, just throw this question out there. What's something that we would be surprised that's, like, in your record collection? Like, you see Children of Bodom on stage, you assume that they're crazy metalheads, but then go back to your house. What would we be surprised that you own in your record collection?
Well, there's probably a lot. But, you know, one of the last things that I purchased was this Dolly Parton's Greatest Hits,
nice.
For example.
Nice. All right. Cool.
And I've been actually playing it quite a lot. It's very pleasant.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't always be thrashing.
Yeah.
So if you were to host your own radio show, what are some of the bands or songs that you would have to play?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would probably, of course, you know, try to look for something new, mm-hmm. to show people. Of course, I guess, you know, that's what would be my my idea. I would probably have to do a lot of more search, like research, than I'm, you know, currently doing. So I don't know. For example, Swallow the Sun, the latest album. I don't know if you guys checked it out, but it's mm-hmm. it's pretty damn good. Yeah. I would probably play the Firelights from that album at least. That would be maybe my first track to go to.
Are there any other new up and coming bands that you think are really carrying the torch well that people need to know about?
We've been playing a lot with this Finnish band called Lost Society.
Yeah, you guys know them. Yeah.
They have a couple of really, really good ones too. And I would probably play some of their... I think they're coming out with an EP soon, or maybe they did already, but I would probably play something from that.
Excellent. Okay, so we have a couple of listener questions. And so we always like to ask our listeners what they would like to find out from you. So we'll pitch a couple of those to you. So Kat Long wants to know, did you guys see WWE superstar Rowan wear your shirt on SmackDown this Tuesday?
We didn't see, you know, when it was aired, but we saw I think he or somebody posted that he was wearing the shirt, because we actually met him, you know, few days earlier, and we hooked him up with the merch.
Very cool.
Yeah, in when we played in Minneapolis. So he was a very nice fellow, very big too, and it was super cool to see that he actually wore our shirt.
Yeah, and he's been wearing, I mean, I saw him wearing a Solstafer shirt. I saw him wearing an Ailstorm shirt. Okay. So he's representing metal here there on a big big stage.
Yeah.
Very cool.
He seems to be a, you know, genuine metal guy.
Now let's get Children of Bodom to write a theme song and get that that money on the WWE. Maybe we could see you perform at WrestleMania.
That'd be awesome.
Right? Code Orange did it, so who knows?
Oh, they?
Okay. Yeah, Code Orange did it at NXT.
Okay.
Very cool. So, Anna Laura Noor wants to know, how has it felt as a whole to hear your sound evolve over the years since you've been with the band, obviously, since the beginning?
How does it feel?
Yeah, I guess that's... How has it felt?
Yeah. I don't know. For us, it's, you know, it's just something we do, and in a way, it comes always very naturally. Always when we start making music, it feels very exciting, and there's always, you know, surprising stuff, which I think is the kind of like the pole, the reason for doing this. And then when the album is out, then they become just one of your songs again.
Yeah.
And then I think this should be, you know, I think I should ask the question from her, you know, how does she feel about it? You know, because she probably, you know,
I have a feeling she liked it because she was very complimentary of it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
She wasn't one of those internet trolls that was, you know. One more real quick. Edge_Herrera on Instagram asked, Chuck Schuldiner, it seems like, was into your guys' first couple records when he was still alive. Were you guys ever influenced by the band Death?
Yes, very much. One of my first loves in metal music was Death, and since the Human album. And, yeah, very, very big influence. And I don't think Alexi was that big fan, but I know that he also, you know, appreciated a lot what Chuck Schuldiner was doing. The technicality, you know, the craziness of the strong structures, and but still everything making sense. And so I would say, at least personally, very big influence for me, and I'm pretty sure for the whole band. And I knew Jaska the drummer, was big Death fan, so.
Do you have any final words for the Pacific Northwest audience?
No, I think everything is said. You know, it's always super nice to be back here. You know, today is a sunny day here in Seattle, and you know, yeah. And you know, like I said, you know, the El Corazon is always, you know, fun place to play. You get to see the crowd right in front of you, and it's always sweaty, and people, you know, drinking beer and having fun. It's, the pit is crazy. You know, I don't know. Just glad to be here back here.
All right, and one last question, Sun_of_the_wolf on Instagram. What's the worst thing you've ever had to deal with while on stage?
Maybe diarrhea.
Ooh.
It's like,
you gotta wear a diaper, man.
Yeah, it's first of all, you know, you've been puking and, you know, shitting the night before.
Yeah.
And then you have no energy left, and then you have to go on stage and do the 80-minute set.
Oh,
you know.
God.
And then at the same time, you have to, you know, try to not to pants, like, right? Too much. No, that's probably the worst thing. Luckily, it's only happened to me maybe once throughout the whole career, and it started in Barcelona, and then the next show we had in somewhere else in Spain, and that was probably the worst.
Damn. All right. Well, Henka Blacksmith of Children of Bodom, thank you very much, and good luck tonight. We'll be rocking out.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.